I'm a social studies teacher at Carrboro High School. I just finished my fifth year of teaching. Carrboro is a new school. It just opened last year, so I've been there for the two inaugural school years. Before that, I taught at Chapel Hill High School for 3 years. So the duration of my career has been with the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. Carrboro is a high school of about 800 students, so it's a smaller school, and next year will be its. I have incorporated service learning really from the start of my teaching career. It fits really nicely with the civics and economics curriculum, and one of my mentor teachers that I worked with at Chapel Hill had a service learning project that she had incorporated. So I started by really just sort of mimicking what another teacher had done, and then as I became more comfortable with the idea, I began to be able to change it and adjust what I wanted it to look like and how the students used it. I try to find a way to incorporate it into a lot of the classes that I teach. So civics and economics is an easy place to incorporate it, especially since you're supposed to be learning about the community and the types of services that are offered, both sponsored by the government and nonprofit, that sort of thing. It really easily works with that curriculum, but I think it's a really great way also to incorporate students within the global community. So Carrboro High School has an Academy of International Studies, and there's huge emphasis on the school on global education, and the Academy itself has a service learning requirement that has to be an international focus. And one of the courses I taught this past year was AP Comparative Government, which isn't taught at very many schools around, but it's a really great course. So after the AP exam in May, there's still about 5 weeks left of school. So my students did a project where they had to research a different country that we hadn't studied and look at a lot of the similar things that we had done, so government structure, political trends, that sort of thing. And they created a wiki where they displayed all of their information. But one of the components of the project is that they complete some sort of service learning that would benefit that particular country. So it was pretty open-ended, especially because they were really trying to benefit a variety of countries, and the kids had a lot of choice in the project they wanted to do, and they were really creative and did some really neat things. One of the groups studied Afghanistan, and so they did a fundraiser to help with the pennies for, well, I forget the name of the group, but it was from the book Three Cups of Tea. Greg Mortensen's organization that helps build schools in Afghanistan. They did a fundraiser for that and then publicized about the organization and what they did. Another group did Guatemala, and actually one of the students in my class was going with his Boy Scout troop this summer with Habitat for Humanity down to Guatemala. So they put together a bunch of kits for him to take with them with school supplies and crayons and that sort of thing to benefit the children in the community where he was actually going this summer. Another group did Burma, and our school actually has a fair amount of Burmese refugees. And so since my exams were coming up, they put together a tutoring program, and we're helping tutor the Burmese students and helping them with their English and that sort of thing. So there really was a variety of activities that the kids came up with, and I think that's part of the beauty of service learning. It can really make education applicable to the student, and it's something they can be invested in. It's something they enjoy, but it's connecting curriculum to things going on in the real world. As the world gets smaller and smaller, as technology increases, connectivity and economies merge together, and I mean, it's crucial for students to be able to be knowledgeable and be able to function in a global society. And service learning fits with that perfectly, because what better way to become familiar with international issues and to actually have a hand in, you know, engaging yourself in the process, that sort of thing.
You mentioned that civics and economics was a natural fit content-wise to support service learning, and you mentioned your AP class. Could you talk about maybe whether U.S. history or world history would be, since you've got an international focus, would either one of those courses be fits for service learning?
I think so. It's the one place in U.S. history that I've fit service learning before that I think is a really good fit. I had my students do a movie project where so they used Movie Maker and made five-minute movies on a particular really social active, I'm going to say. So it was the antebellum reforms. So they chose one of the antebellum reforms, so Horace Mann trying to revamp education, Dorothea Dix working with the mentally ill and trying to create hospitals. So all of the different antebellum reformers that there were. So they had to do a historical look at, you know, who these reformers were, why they started really advocating for their cause, the things that they did, how effective were they. And then they had to do service learning within that same area. So to really try to connect historical movements to things that are still going on today. So, yes, we're studying about someone who really tried to help with the mentally ill while what's going on in our own state with that same issue still today. So they could really make some connections between things they were studying and then things still happening today. So I think the more that you can make history relevant to today, the more applicable it becomes. I think students ask a lot of times, why does this matter? Why do I have to know this? And service learning is a really great way to make those connections to today about, well, we had reformers 100 years ago. Have those things been completed? Well, we've made progress, but we haven't completed them. And so what can we do to continue to address the things that have been addressed throughout our history? So service learning really is an easy way to help students see the relevance of historical things that they're studying.
Was there a reflection piece in any of the projects that you did?
Absolutely. So in grading them, part of the grade would come simply from completing the service learning, and you know, they would get the signature of a supervisor to verify that it had been completed. But that was only part of the grade. So they would then write a reflection on their experience, so explaining what they did, why it was beneficial to the community, but then connecting it to the broader scope of the project that they were completing. Because I've always used service learning as something that is really benefiting or enhancing the curriculum that we're studying in class. So they would need to relate it to either the historical person or movement or, you know, the current political process in a country, whatever it was they were studying. They would need to relate their experience and how it either compared or how it really dealt with the curriculum that they were studying. So the reflection would then be a major part of the grade as well.
Could you talk to me a little bit about how you actually assess them overall with their individual projects?
The assessment aspect of it, there was always, a rubric's the easiest way and the most fair way to assess. And then when you're looking at the reflection, you know, how well did they understand the benefit of their service learning? You know, did they really grasp how the community would benefit? Could they relate it to the curriculum? And that, you know, that would be part of the grade. Did the service learning that they completed actually relate to the curriculum that we were studying in class? So that would be part of it. Again, did you complete the required number of hours?
What challenges did your students or yourself face in trying to implement the service learning aspect of your classroom?
I think the first year that I did this project, I didn't have enough parental communication. Because this using service learning isn't necessarily something that a lot of teachers are currently doing, it's different enough that I think you need to get parents on board right away. So it's something that I mentioned at the very first parent night of school. When we get to the actual project, I send home a letter that has to be signed so the parents know what's going on. The more you can get parents on board, the more successful the experience actually is for the students. And sometimes it takes convincing the students a little bit that this is really necessary and that they're really going to get something out of it. My district does actually require service learning for graduation, so I have to fight the battle a little bit less because they have to do service learning anyways. So, you know, I convince them they might as well get a grade for doing it. But if you don't have any requirement like that, it can just involve, I think, really a simple conversation about, you know, all the benefits that they get from their community and why it really is our responsibility to then give back in the areas that we can. So it's something that you don't want it to be, I can envision, you know, a parent telling a child, we'll do it because I told you so. I think if you approach it that way, you're going to hit some pitfalls. But if you really have a conversation with your students and get them to see how the community benefits from it, how they benefit from it in enhancing their own education, and then really getting your parents on board about the benefits of these activities. You know, there have been some real great success stories about parents going with their kids to the community service and projects growing out of what they did for 5 hours for a particular project, you know, then using that next summer to really enhance and, you know, build on what they've done during the school year. So it can be a real success as long as you can build the support in your classroom and your classroom community.
What would you like to see potentially in this online resource that I have?
I mean, for teachers who've never done service learning before in the classroom, I think it would be helpful to have like sample projects and sample rubrics, that sort of thing. I think mm-hmm. the more practical you can be, the more helpful it is. I think a lot of times we can get into theory of things, but that can be difficult for teachers to translate into how they're actually going to use it. The more practical I think you make it, the better. I think the idea of primary involving would be really neat because there's a big push to incorporate primary sources, so that would be good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the feedback.